Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, It's Outrageous.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the people, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, Do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? Or another version has it, This is intolerable language. And it is intolerable language and outrageous. Okay, now, fast forward 20 centuries to 2022, and people still come to church and line up to receive communion, a little piece of bread and a sip of wine. And we believe that we are receiving Jesus. Is this just a nice ritual? Or what exactly do we believe? Well, what happened between the first century of this era, when Jesus spoke these words, what happened between then and the present is all these years of tradition. It is what we call the tradition, with a capital C. In families, for example, there's in my family a tradition of coming together for family dinner in the evening, or at least on Sunday evening, and sharing not only food, but thoughts, stories, ideas, experiences. And we have funny stories that get told every time the extended family gets together. But these family stories don't go back all that far. In the church, though, we go from now right back to the gospel. Difficult though it was then, Peter took the leap and spoke for the group and said, We'll stay. And as we all know, Jesus completed his teaching at the Last Supper, when he gave them bread and wine, which he made very clear are in fact his body and blood. What a stroke of genius, eh? This profound mystery, to find a way to remain with us forever. In his real bodily person. Not just a sign, but the real thing. Peter stated it for all who would believe in Jesus down through the centuries. No, we're not going to leave. You have the words of eternal life. And it's of huge importance that Peter's belief got handed down through the centuries until today. This is what we call the tradition. Saint Justin, who was martyred in the year 165 after Christ, wrote famously about it. And this is what he said. I wish I could read you the whole thing. No one may share the Eucharist with us unless they believe that what we teach is true. He goes on, we do not consume the Eucharistic bread and wine as if it were ordinary food and drink. No, the apostles handed down to us what Jesus commanded them to do. And ever since then, we have constantly reminded one another of these things. That's what Justin said. And in fact, the church has continued to teach and write about the Eucharist from century through century through century, right down to us, right down to now. My dear friends, there are two things to take from this today. One, believe. Do not be ashamed or shy or timid about our beliefs. Don't be ashamed of believing, even if those words are difficult. And two, if you don't know what to say when you receive Jesus, you can try, for example, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Or something like, welcome, help me to be like you. Or you can just be silent, as with a good friend. God bless you, my dear friends. Amen.